Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
What it is back. What it is. No, I what it is back. What it is. Back.
I gotta go.
Come on, wanna change, but you still can't lay it down. Paint it up. Break it down. Back it up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's Friday. Thank you. We love Fridays up in this house. Unless you're probably a restaurant employee and you're just getting ready to start your week, huh?
Now, John, you know that. You know that's when they make their cheese on the weekend.
Well, I know. I used to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When I was
really
young,
the only days you want to work, right? Like,
that's the only time I had to work at Albert's. I made more money in 3 months there than I probably still do here. But that was also a different Beale Street. They ain't making the kind of bread we used to make down there.
John, I don't know. I mean, I see people post all the time.
Know
they
people.
Still making their cheese, John.
Man, we walked out.
It's tax time, too. You got
to
know how they spend on
out.
Tax time.
Alfred's less than $1,000 on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Ever. And I mean, during like music fest or barbecue fest or something, we're looking at least 35 to 4. No, they ain't doing that for me on a show up here.
Yeah, because years after that, I was doing probably, especially for like what you just mentioned, music fest or barbecue fest, I was doing $2,000 at the Doubletree on the weekend.
Yeah. So. I mean, dude, I was slanging drinks up in that joint like crazy person. Plus the, I guess you would call it the benefits package. The benefits package from bartending was a little different back then. Wouldn't be conducive.
Especially closing time.
Wouldn't be conducive to a married man's life. One, that's why I'm not married.
John, I was married.
I know I'm married now. I love my wife
17
now.
Years.
Different wife. New life, new wife.
I was married in the restaurant industry, John, for 17 years.
Yeah. Well, that means you
so
have
you
a
know
very,
how that went.
That means you have a very forgiving wife. I'm kidding. You're a good boy. You've
Amen.
Never been a bad person in your life. I see Soup Diop's in the house. I can't wait to go see
Superman.
No, he'd
be acting modest. He don't want to crash our party.
I know
but
he doesn't.
He's welcome. I tell him that all the time.
Man, this man can come in here and talk on my show anytime he wants.
He said he brought you back something.
Take Dude, I knew it's my man. What did I say to you on the way here? His name is Superman. He's on Hot 107.
If they old enough, they just know Soup Diop. And he say, where do you see? I ain't going to tell y'all.
May 2nd, make sure you see him down at River Garden Park, baby, man. He's going to get up at, man, Wu-Tang Clan before the Cube and all that good stuff. And if you're doing like a little chilling and you tired of me, 107. All hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. I love Soup. I love Fridays because I get to see my peeps that actually, because, you know, I like the peep.
He's just a ball of energy. Like, he has me fired up for no reason.
Dude, I'm so fired up because it just also proves how good of a human being he is after what he
it's
just
true.
Did.
Only the real.
I might as well just tell people, you know what, because it's not like it's illegal or, I mean, in full terms, it's not illegal.
And we are sponsored by
Code Dispensary. So, yes, we went to Code Dispensary. Now you can see it if you're watching me on TV.
Man, all I gotta
or
do
whatever
is hit the button,
this is.
You know.
So we went to Coach's Dispensary, me and Soup. It's 60 minutes away from Memphis in Steele, Missouri.
Which y'all next time?
All you have to do is go to Coach'sDispensary.com. And we went because we wanted to get a, you know, the carts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like you could just be like, in Memphis, it's one thing like smoking a blunt.
Right.
It's one thing smoking a junt.
This is true.
It's another thing smoking a thing out of a glass pipe that, like, it looks like a mushroom and it's got all kinds of colors in it. You look like you're straight out of the 60s.
And he's not talking about crack or freebase, y'all.
No. These are just those crazy pipes they got. Or a 3-foot boob tube if you're ripping the tube.
This is true.
All of those things look a little conspicuous, right?
They do.
A pen?
A pen.
Put it in your pocket and... Pull it out. And,
it depends. See, you can. If I ask you for a pen, it depends on what.
Hey,
kind of
okay.
Pen.
See, you know, I never have a pen.
I mean, but that is.
I know my pin.
I mean, there
thank
you go.
God. I think Chas knows it too. I've now figured that out too.
There you go. But then, to some, a pen is a pen.
Yeah, this is different.
Just like
different
Mr. Ed, a horse is a horse.
But somehow, just
hey, you leave Sarah Huckabee out of this.
Just so you know, me and Sue hung out a little yesterday afterwards, and. I woke up this morning, and what did I say?
There you have your pen.
I said, damn, where's my pen? Not the ones I ain't open, but the one I already opened. Like, I knew I just opened. It's brand new. I got it yesterday.
And he was not talking about a Bic.
And I did say, oh, I bet Soup Put it in his pocket. Not like a paper Matt mate. Hale.
Not a paper mate. Not a Bic.
If it was a Bic, Matt Hale would have
not,
it.
Not a pilot.
So he, the first thing when I get to work today, obviously, if you don't know, I walk in at 10:59:50. Soup comes up there and shows why honesty is the best policy.
This is true.
That's love right there.
It's quality human being that Soup Diop guy, I tell you.
Now, I'm going to tell you about a person that I had a moment where I thought he was such a sweet, wonderful young man and a quality human being. And I, as a father and a grandfather, did have a small moment. One, because I also was like my under 221 and a half is a lock. They scored 55 in the first. They didn't score over 50 in the second. They didn't score 50 in the third. I could give up 66 points in the fourth quarter. 25-point game. Lakers beating the brakes off of them. LeBron sitting on the bench. There ain't even nobody I know. Except for, you know, the a-hole who used to play for the Grizzlies?
Jake LaRavia, you mean?
Yeah. He ain't State Farm, Jake, because what he is, he's going to screw you. So Jake LaRavia and Bronny James all of a sudden think they fourth quarter all-stars and decide they go out and score 67 points in a 13 seconds left in the game. Dribble it out, Bronny. You're up. Dribble it out. Nah, my man shoots a 40-foot three and kills my freaking over when he just should have dribbled it out, you a-hole. And no other point guard in the history period of basketball to shot that shot in a 25-point game, especially when the other team had given up. It was over. It was over, dude. And I was doing this. Yeah.
That man trying to hit his incentives. I don't know what incentives
he ain't got. No incentives. He's got a dad that's a billionaire. The only incentive is to appease your father. Like, you have nothing in life to do to make sure your dad likes you and leaves you in the will.
He don't even live in that man's house no more.
Because he pays for his new house.
I mean, no, because Bronny's making like $6 million.
Bro, you think Bronny's spending any of his money? You don't think he's still on daddy credit card? His dad told him he bought him his place.
He ain't got to spend his money.
First of all, I don't know about you. I'm spending a billionaire's money over mine if I'm a millionaire.
You feel me?
First of all, as the Laker resident, I will not let you guys slander our James' name after a historic.
Hey, man, damn them. They slandered us. Look,
after a historic performance. You know what historic performance? Happened last night. Last night was the first assist from LeBron James to LeBron James in NBA history.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, you mean to another James?
Yeah, no. Bronny got an assist to dad. That's his first assist.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was his first one with his dad.
To dad. Yeah, first one to
dad. How the hell is that even possible?
I know. I thought about that. That's a long time.
They don't play together often.
They don't play together often.
But no, I did have that moment in the third quarter when they were both on the court. And I was like a dad going, oh, my God, this is actually kind of cute. And, you know, I don't want to tell anybody because I don't like LeBron. Because
also this week you had Seth and Steph. Seth on the court together. Seth and Steph. For the first time ever. His teammates in the league.
I've seen them play against each other, and I'll tell you one thing. Right. Seth got to be thinking to myself, man, is it my work ethic or is it gene pool?
I will say this about Seth.
How do you think Caden Boozer feel?
Oh, dude. No, he's feeling all right. He just knows his brother's taller. How do you think Michael Jordan's brothers feels that are 5'2" and 5'4"?
Seth did all right for himself, though.
Jordan's brothers that small?
Seth married Doc Rivers' daughter. He did all right for himself.
Did he really?
Yeah.
By the way, Doc was talking some ish on the way out.
After Paul George cheated on and got the stripper pregnant.
Well, you know what they say.
And they still don't like
Paul George and Hunter Biden around a stripper is definitely a pregnancy. Especially if you're in Arkansas. Have I told you the joke about how you circumcise a man in Arkansas?
I know you haven't.
You just kick his sister in the chin.
I say kick you. Oh, my God.
Hey, all right, guys. I want to settle this right quick. So Steph Curry has made over $500 million. Guess how much Seth has made?
About 10.
12.
I didn't mean to chuckle before.
22. No.
51.6, so not bad.
Yeah, dude, great. That's the thing that's crazy about like a B basketball player.
An undrafted guy that came through the G League.
John, if one of your kids made 51.6 and the other made 500 mil, I think you'd love both just the same. But
we spending the 500.
The one that made 500, you know, you get a little better Christmas present.
We're spending out of the 500.
And that's just NBA earnings. That's not including, you know, Under Armour, yada, yada, yada. So.
All right, here's we're going to do something because y'all know we've gotten a little more active. If you haven't noticed, we're a little bit more active on the Facebook.
I got you, John. On all socials, on Twitter, X, Facebook, all that good stuff.
See, that's my man right there.
If you want to poll, YouTube, you want to create, we can do it. You
I'm gonna
questions, we got them.
Yeah, engage with us.
Stuff back, bro.
Shout out to those that participated in the poll.
Yeah, the polls. We see the polls jumping, John. We got
man,
polls
I participated jumping. In the polls. I threw a little girl 20 feet, 210 Cassie.
210 Cassie?
That's ranked number one on John's list of great things for 2026.
So far for 2026, my best, like my greatest achievement is throwing a midget 20 feet for $20. That's a foot a dollar. Like, go out there and try to buy some cable and see if you can get it even that cheap.
You're wrong.
I don't care if it's HDMI, SDI.
Hey, you can't even
Ethernet, feed, Cat 6, Cat even, 5, Cat 4.
You can't even feed a family of four at Popeyes no more for $20.
Dude, hold on. No joke. That ain't no that
That's
ain't
just
no joke.
Real.
Okay, so where in the
you can't
hell?
Eat Uncle Luke,
oh, my grandkids were in town because, you know, I don't do the fast food thing.
Right.
What in the hell is that? You know, fast food used to be cheap. Like, Very. It was a dollar.
It ain't no more.
You know, who made me realize
I fed
that,
four
y'all?
Grandchildren, didn't get myself a damn thing.
Where'd you go?
I just went to like McDonald's, bro, because they love that
hell.
Stuff. Yeah, right, I spent $40
you're do that, you have to
go to McDonald's. Are we on drugs?
You got to get the app, John. Everything's like half off on the app.
That's the
What's
idea,
the app?
Bro.
They the McDonald's
the
app.
McDonald's
Even though you
app.
Don't use it, utilize it. If you're talking about saving dollars, that's the only reason it's worth it, if you want to save money.
Okay, learned, thank app, you. Order I'm glad you told me
they give you tons of stuff free.
I learned that lesson with Sonic.
Chick-fil-A app, not so much. You have to be a billionaire to win stuff off
Chick-fil-A. Dude, Chick-fil-A, I don't give a damn. I don't eat fast food, but anytime Chaz wants a chicken biscuit with a little egg on it the way she likes it, I don't mind going down there. I usually am drinking a adult food. I'm just kidding. It's my first one of the day, y'all. There's no way out.
Irish coffees are fine.
Yes, it's usually it's just a little coffee, a little bit of Bailey's,
your
a little touch of Kahlua.
Right here.
And I go into the Chick-fil-A thing, you know, and they're so sweet to me that I don't give a damn. I don't even know how much I pay the chick for the chicken biscuit because they're so nice.
You know you ain't go to the John on Riverdale. And shit.
Oh, it's yeah, yeah, the only one.
The gangsta over there, man.
I mean, I swear, man, Dusty may be running the one on Poplar better than anybody.
Oh, yeah. When you and Jay Crane said that about Dusty May on Monday, I was like, that's the one on Poplar.
Yeah, he runs it better than anybody. Because you got like 20 cars in the street, they getting through.
Because even when I was working for Miss Ricky about a year or so ago, Chick-fil-A breakfast was my general break time
staple.
Move. Yeah, you know, so, and like you said, they, of course they got to know me by name over there. Mr. Ham, are you having the same thing that you had yesterday? Of course I am.
Yes,
what's
give
wrong?
Me that Canadian bacon. I knew he was going to do that. I knew that was for him. That wasn't for you, Ham. That was for him. That round bacon on that round biscuit.
So now.
You don't like nobody from Canada but Dylan Brooks.
No. I met there's some other Canadians I found out I like.
Dylan Brooks and Bret Hart.
No. There was Bret Hart's from Canada.
You ain't know Bret Hart was from Canada.
No.
That's all he rep.
All right, I got two questions for people. I want all the best Canadians of all time. And ooh. I want also...
Owen Hart got to be on the list. I'm
easily
sorry.
Drake.
Dude, are you kidding me? I can't... I'm not supporting a guy who stole a job from a kid in a wheelchair.
Owen Hart over Drake.
I'm not going to support a guy who got literally killed by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, Seal. Can we say Seal is the greatest?
And by the way, again, I know I can't say this on Soup Show because he gets so pissed because he always calls him personally. He was my next door neighbor. He hit on every chick I ever brought home, period. And he never introduced himself by his first name. He introduced himself as, hey, I'm Drake's dad.
Yeah, to use that clout. If your
I
dad,
get it.
If
you
your
old,
dad can't use your clout, who can use your clout?
I ain't hell.
Damn, you're right. When I see Seal, you looked at me crazy. So I'm going to go Celine
Dion. He wasn't even lying. Who, Celine is a...
yeah, Seal is from London.
I would say number one that I know of is Wayne Gretzky, the great one.
We got to put Catherine O'Hara on the list.
Which one is Catherine O'Hara?
That's
is it driving Miss Daisy?
That's the mom from Home Alone.
Home Alone. Oh, the kid Kevin?
Yeah.
You oh, like, who gives
you like
a damn?
Her,
didn't
you
he
like
lose
her on
mind?
Schitt's Creek as well.
Oh, I love Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
She
passed
that,
away like a month ago. That's
wait a second. The girl and the lady that played Kevin's mom was the same lady in Schitt's Creek with...
Yeah, that's her.
That if y'all haven't
Catherine
seen
O'Hara
that...
Catherine O'Hara is cold with it, man.
And by the way, we're not... It's C... It's S-C-H-I-T-T-Z.
Yes.
We know.
Just so you know, I'm allowed to say this, FCC.
All right, guys, here I go. A quick rundown of famous Canadians. Ryan Reynolds, John Candy, Michael J. Fox, Pamela
Ryan
Anderson.
Reynolds, big, stupid, gay ass is
John Candy. Anderson,
Drake, Justin Bieber. Joni
the
Beans
I thought was from Memphis. Oh, wait, no, that's
Joni
the other
Mitchell, Terry Fox, Wayne Gretzky.
Terry Fox, he does seem a little Canadian.
Alphonso Davies, professional soccer. But Pamela Anderson is from Canada.
Pam Anderson in the Tommy Lee video? That girl can take it.
Mike Myers from Saturday Night Live, Canadian.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, Wayne's World, party time.
Jim Carrey.
Did it mention Soul Man Rocky Johnson?
Yep.
I got a text here that says, John, I guarantee you like this one. He says, I don't know if it's true. Y'all have to look this up. He said Shania Twain is from
Canada.
Oh,
that's my girl there.
She's fine as hell. That girl gets older and she still look good, dog.
Hey, her and Eva Longoria.
Shakira could get out there and shake that ass and I'm in.
Shania Twain is over. Her and Eva Longoria, John, as a teenager. Man, look. My grandmama, why are you watching CMT?
Oh, I got a hockey fan. He also texts me Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr is a G.
Is he from Canada?
Yeah, he is from Canada.
Okay. I just don't know, like, 100% of these people. Like, you could literally send me.
I mean, of course we got your mom.
Holy hell, this dude said, dumbass, John Candy's from Canada,
yeah,
and you
well,
love
you
him.
John Candy. Yeah,
no, you did. I listened very, 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 very.
No, I said John Candy bats lead off in this.
Don't worry about it. You owed me that one the other day from when I brought up Pierce, and you was like, you didn't hear the beginning of the show.
That's
we
true.
Got,
that's
we also
true.
Got Tristan Thompson, Avery Bradley, Jamal Murray.
Old man, take a look at my
Come on,
life.
Man, Zach
Neil Young.
Up in here, man.
Neil
what are you
Young.
RJ Barrett, the Nimhard brothers,
Zach
all
he's
those
Canadian.
Well, I mean, he also looks like he could be from Asia.
Warren Moon ain't from Canada, but he a Hall of Famer in Canada, so we can include Warren Moon.
Why is he looking like
he does Asia? Look like he came from Asia to
he
me, bro.
From any part of
He could
of
be
Asia.
From Mongolia, I don't know.
Any part of Asia. He don't care.
Like the part where they grow big ass people. No, the reason I was
Brandon
joking.
Clark, also another Canadian.
Dude, how do you know there's many Canadians? Brandon Clark just got caught doing a bunch of drug dealing.
And in the Canadian basketball.
Have
roster.
We figured out what he was transporting?
Canada basketball team.
Have we figured out what Brandon Clark was transporting through Arkansas?
Kratom.
Yeah, it was Kratom, gas station heroin.
Wait a second. That's not even illegal, is it? Because it's in my gas station.
It is totally illegal in Arkansas, partially illegal in Tennessee, and fully legal in Mississippi.
Dude, I'm not even a lawyer. I can get his ass off this. I promise you. Call
it's not
me.
Legal at all in Arkansas.
He got that felony. Where
okay, so Arkansas
fine.
Has... I go across the bridge and get cannabis from Arkansas, even though Mississippi's done so much. Do you know why Mississippi's pot is so much better than Arkansas's? Because they've been growing it in Oxford and, like, cultivating it and make it perfect for, like, decade upon decade. I literally thought their Arkansas skunk-ass weed was straight from Mexico.
So you got weed that go back to David Cutcliffe.
Dude, yes. Dude, and by the way, if they did that at, like, a... if I went to Oxford, I'd have broke in that son of a
yo,
gun.
You got weed that go back to Tommy Tuck.
I'd have gone back to like my roots. I've been a cat burglar like at my grandmother.
You got weed that go back to Chuckie Mullins. Is what you're saying? The late
even
Chuckie
before
Mullins.
He could, even before he was paraplegic. Oh. Like seriously, that's how long they've been doing it. R.I.P. Chuckie Mullins, one of the greatest.
Chuckie Mullins,
no, I love man. Me some Chuckie. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude, rub his head, me, dude.
You know, I'm gonna bring up old
small guy. Sad accident. I remember it when it happened. But I will tell you one thing. They've been growing weed in Oxford longer than any place in the United States as a, quote...
I almost said jar of glass, but I figured don't nobody know that but Brett Norsworth.
Your facts, because I have no idea what you're talking about. And I don't even know how we got off on this subject.
We're talking about Canada. And we know.
I was trying to do a Facebook question.
Canada, Brandon Clark, Kratom... Weed,
oh, yeah, I can
Arkansas.
Get Brandon Clark off on this because we were thinking he had 500 pounds of marijuana, and I said that's impossible because you couldn't foot.
Right, we like, nah, he got something else, cuz.
There's ain't no way like three dead hookers can right. fit, let alone 500 pounds of marijuana. And I was like, I don't, and then we did a giveaway for Brandon Clark's tickets, maybe had a kilo in the car, and then we found out how many eight balls could you get
Greatest
rid of.
Greatest trivia question in radio history.
And then there were so many people who knew the answer. We had to go greatest. Down and say, well, how much does that leave you left over for your own personal use?
That's why I asked the greatest question ever.
But this is the question that I want to ask y'all because, you know, this morning and last night I didn't sleep well because at the end of the ball game, like Bronny James is an a-hole and shoots a three from 40 feet away and could have just dribbled the ball out, and I lost my total and I can't stand him and I'm mad today. Even though if before that I was just like, oh, that's so cute, they're playing together.
He got his first assist, John.
To his daddy. And I lost that. And I lost a lot. You get his day a lot. So,
and did you hear about the James Hotel that's being built downtown now since he talked about it?
Jameson's?
The James Hotel.
Like LeBron.
They're literally calling it.
Yeah, a little April Fool's action, but hey, you know.
Okay, I was about to say.
The Troll City, huh?
The Troll City.
I figured we would get them back when we got the hard now.
If he were to do that, I don't know how that would go.
Can I get back to actually my original point? I realized what it was just now.
Yeah, before you lose it again.
I wanted Darian to do me a favor, and I always make you work. I want you to post on all the social media.
There you go, all of them.
All of them. I want you, because this is something I thought about, and I hate to say this because it's going to sound like a hater, especially a sore loser who just had his son hit a three-pointer like an a-hole with 13 seconds. But LeBron James sit here and pretend in any way that LeBron James is not a top
GOAT
20 athlete. I mean, athlete. Basketball player of all time. I'm not arguing this, okay? I just, last night when I was kind of watching him, it made me think to myself again, because we still have never seen anything like Jordan. His competitive, like once he got Pippen, and by the way, did you know Pippen? Did you hear what Larsa said about Scottie Pippen this week?
No.
Four times a day, every single day, the whole time he was playing basketball for the Bulls. Dude never took a day off. Four times a day. Four. I see why she has so many boyfriends. It's like hitting nothing. You're like, void of space. But I still think you fine, Lars. But my point, oh my God, what was my point?
Yeah, you got to give me the question to put online.
I want you to ask me, as great as LeBron James is, you look at him, how physically gifted he is when it comes to just his physical stature, his ball handling ability. He has a very mid-grade shot, in my opinion. His way he can attack the rack. He has great court vision. He was a better defender before he got old and just quit. But what I mean is, what I'm saying is, if you were doing the top 10 most dominant players in their era, I don't have LeBron in mind. And I'm saying the most dominant, because
what nine you get? I'm just curious, what nine you would, or 10 better, that you would take ahead of him for their specific era?
Well, I mean, okay, you know Michael Jordan.
You're talking basketball only.
I'm right now with you is basketball only. I'm going to talk Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Tim Duncan and LeBron James' careers ran across each other. I'm taking Timmy. Bill Russell won more championships with the Celtics than anybody. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a shot that was unstoppable. Wilt Chamberlain changed rules and scored 100. He was so dominant, it wasn't funny. Kobe Bryant, still the greatest killer I've ever seen in my entire life. Piss him off!
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Especially in Utah.
What's that, 5, 6?
No, that's not.
Five. That's, no, I'm counting.
Oh, you're
five.
Counting? Tim Duncan, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J. Where am I at? 8?
That's 8.
I think you're at 8. You.
So I just need 2 more. See how I did it?
How you ain't going to come with Larry Bird, though?
Larry Bird, thank you very much, because you made me forget.
I had to help him, D.
That wasn't help, man. I'm thinking, dog.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit longer.
I'm going to tell you, in his same generation, I still think Kevin Moore. This is going to sound so stupid.
Would you go Kevin or Steph before that?
I'm going Kevin Garnett.
I'm going neither
one
of them.
You went Garnett as opposed to Durant. You went Garnett as opposed to Steph.
I'm going Moses Malone. I'm going Dwayne Wade over even LeBron James for a certain period.
And I can get with you on this, but I also feel like that 45-50% of this is just your personal preference.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, killer.
He's hurting my feelings.
Hey, Charles Barkley, we never ever even mentioned the Mound Rounder, but never won anything.
And his name shouldn't be mentioned before the guy I'm thinking. I mean, he only hit 24 points on one leg against the Lakers.
Karl Malone, but he was the 15-year-old.
Isaiah Thomas.
25 and a quarter.
45. Oh, by the way, we never mentioned Jokic, who's also in the LeBron era.
And they got robbed. And they got robbed that day. That's the cold part. He would have been a three-time champion then.
I never mentioned Jokic, and he's still part of this era.
Jokic goes before a lot of those guys you call, just to be honest.
I'm just trying to say.
Big facts.
I am just trying to say LeBron James is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And me and you kind of talked about it. And what I was saying is, and I put Tim Duncan up there for a reason. And Robert Parrish, not different, but.
Robert Parrish?
Akeem Olajuwon. I'm just now. I didn't mean Robert Parrish. I meant
Robert Parra.
Did I say Robert Parrish? Yes, Robert Parrish played basketball in the NBA, and he played
for
the Big Chief.
LeBron just passed him for most all-time games played.
Y'all know who I was trying to think of. Oh, my God, in my brain. I already mentioned him. Bill Russell, damn it.
You did mention Bill Russell.
Shoot. Bill Russell, Robert Parrish. I've been on drugs today. That edible just kicked in, if you can't tell.
You want to find a medium between those two? John Thompson.
Akeem Olajuwon. I don't think I've mentioned him.
It depends on where you
I guess what I'm trying time. To say is there were certain dudes that were in Michael Jordan's era that he basically blocked out. Larry Bird and
all
Magic Johnson were going together.
I can't say Michael blocked out all of them. Because
not all of them. I mentioned Olajuwon.
Michael,
I guess.
There were dream, yeah.
And again, but, you know, Magic got his chips, man. Bird got his chips. Shaq and Kobe got their chips. You know, I mean, we can talk about Bill Russell's got chips for days. He's the damn Tom Brady of damn basketball. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, again, I don't even know how he, like.
Bron went to 10 finals as the best dude, though. He went to 10 of them, though.
And he
won. I want to ask you this. I want to ask both of y'all this.
Yeah,
y'all just
with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and Ray Allen.
Michael had Scottie. Kareem and Magic had each other. Bird had the best front court
you
ever.
Have
Paris
to have,
and McHale.
Listen,
you got to have them.
Just tell me, though, in all honesty, though, when was that stretch of time where you were like, all you have to do is hand the ball to him and everybody get out of his
90
damn
to
way.
99.
So he had a good 2-year stretch.
90 to 99.
Kobe did it forever, and Mike did it.
Who are you talking about?
Mike.
LeBron.
To about LeBron? He went to 10 finals, so what are you talking about? 10. The only somebody that went to 10 is number 6 in Boston.
That's what I like doing. Okay. You have to poke holes.
Here's the only thing I'm asking you. Out of the guys that I mentioned, you picking LeBron over them if you just get to pick your all time?
A few of them would get denied.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you actually like 3 minutes to figure out
honestly,
how to tell me what
honestly,
I did wrong.
Honestly, this is why I have a GOAT tier. Because
you got a sick fetish with goats?
No, because if you go, you sitting there trying to like. Pick out who's better between
I'm
LeBron's
not trying to pick out better. I'm
and Olajuwon, which they're like, Olajuwon was a total different level of dominance. We talking about what Olajuwon
would
dominate
the hell out of
that led his team.
I want to ask both of y'all quick about
points,
Olajuwon.
Rebounds, assists, and blocks for 8 straight seasons. Ain't nobody else done that but Akeem.
Does Olajuwon get those 2 titles if Mike doesn't sit it down? I'm asking this genuinely.
I know he doesn't.
And
I think he does. Honestly, well, maybe he does, but it doesn't matter.
I think he does.
We don't
because
know.
Of this reason, and Robert Horry stated his best.
And Robert Horry is Big Shot Robin.
Who played with,
oh, my God, I'm so late for everybody. Do me a favor, yeah. People. Y'all are going to have to shut up. And I need you to think, because I'm not talking about
what's
greatest
your,
basketball players. I'm talking about when you looked on the court.
Most dominant.
You feared him like you would, like no other. And I'm just trying to say.
Need 3 minutes, but go ahead.
LeBron James, in all the eras that he's playing, from the Shaq and the Kobe and the Tim Duncans, he's played for so long.
I can give
LeBron James, you are the greatest athlete of all time for the longest stretch ever, you and Tom Brady. But what I'm just saying, as the most feared killer in the league, year in and year out, he's not been the most feared killer to me.
It really don't matter, though, when you've still been to 10 finals as the best player on the team, whether they fear you or not, is irrelevant.
901-360.
But I get where you're going.
8255. The Sissy's Log Cabin text or listener line, where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. It says, man, Johnny must have had a sample of Free Mimosas today. Because coming out here with all this LeBron slander is crazy. Don't you remember that dude? Don't even like our hotels. Bleep you, man.
He'll eat like our city.
Don't even like our city, man. What you talking about? Y'all defending him. I don't like y'all. Back in Touche Sports, 56.98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, and I'm just worried, y'all, because maybe I am crazy. I got people texting me. Did John get a free thing of mimosas? Number one, I don't drink champagne unless it's the champagne of beers, because I'm a Miller High Life drinking fool. Y'all can laugh at me all you want. When I go to the store, guess what? A 12-pack of Miller High Life, $10.99.
Champagne of beers always works.
Why is Miller Lite $16.99 and Miller High Life $10.99?
Yeah, that's like same folks.
Less alcohol.
What?
I blame Giannis.
The High Life have less alcohol content.
My ass.
I blame Giannis.
I'm pulling this up. The High Life is my favorite.
It's Giannis and Doc Rivers' fault. This is just going down in Milwaukee.
Alcohol content. Look at me. I've never ever. Oh, and we also have to find out about like what's going on with these Cavender twins that I can't figure out. Bet $100 on one of the Cavender twins, and you can win $1 million in free bonus bets, et cetera, et cetera. You are going to help me with that in a little bit. But everybody at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line, where life's too short for ordinary jewelry, has been helping me out because, again, I am not just pissed off at Bronny James for hitting that three and ruining my under 221.5. I am, but I'm. This is not why I'm taking it out on his father. His father is an a-hole, and he doesn't like Memphis and wants to go to Nashville because you know why I hate to say it is Bomani Jones. Did he say it best? You got so rich, bro. You just all of a sudden became anti-black.
I like the way
I got my money and I was gone.
I like the way Bomani said it. He said Memphis is black.
Yeah, I did. Bomani. Yeah, he goes. I don't know if you know this, but Memphis is black. And then he referred it to, it is referred to from right. Other parts as Memphrica. And you want to take the team to Nashville where they don't even support a football team and have a hockey team?
And you pitching Vanderbilt and all this other stuff.
Dolly World and all them, Broadway.
He didn't even mention Nashville Shores, but I don't hate them, man.
I know. I agree with you. Saying, mate. By the way, I'm checking out my Miller High Life.
No,
man.
I already got you. I was waiting on it. Miller High Life, you're right, has 0.4 more alcohol than Miller Life.
Don't mess with me, bro.
4.2 versus 4.6.
And guess what? It's $6 cheaper. I don't
more
know about
bang
y'all.
For your buck?
Rest in peace to Wendell, the Miller High Life beer guy.
Who?
You remember the black dude on the commercial?
I mean,
on the Miller High Life.
I don't know if you know I'm from Memphis. Remember, I've seen a lot of black dudes.
Yeah, I mean, but on the Miller High Life.
Oh yeah, back to that. Did you see Jalen Rose took up for the city of Memphis? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. And I like Jalen. I've always liked
Jalen. He said Memphis is just like Oakland and Atlanta. They're my cousins.
Detroit. He's like, Detroit, Oakland, all of those are cousins to Memphis. How dare you, LeBron?
He probably heard the same things about his city, too, to be honest.
And nobody got pissed about them taking the A's out of Oakland just because, man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. A bunch of brothers ain't going to watch the damn A's who suck.
Well, that's what I tripped off even when Draymond was talking about it. Like, Draymond, you played in Oakland, dude. Y'all just lost everything.
Good point.
The black city in your team that you did, that you played for, y'all actually did what you suggesting that our city should have happened.
Oh, when they went to San Francisco.
Yeah. I moved across the bridge to San Francisco where it's more white.
You know,
people.
When I think about it, there was a lot of uproar about that, too.
Oakland, it's rich.
And it's more
it's
rich.
Become about rich. Again, yeah. If you're making a living, how about you support
still,
your fans, the people
rich.
Who are watching you on Twitter and all that stuff, and not worry about what you can do in season. Mm. In season, when you're getting paid multiple million dollars to play a sport. And how many times have we said this? When the grindhouse is bumping, and Al Capizzi is coming out of the things with Whoop
no
That Trick.
Better.
And you got all the towels going, and the Grizzlies are actually good when King Kliman and Robert Parrott don't screw everything up. This city supports his team like nobody else, and it's probably one of the scariest road environments I would think of for any team in the NBA.
When one of the best active players talks about this city and this.
Oh, and it ain't like the other way of like where you know you had play. I watched a thing where they're talking about you know like certain cities you go to and you hear a lot of different epitaphs.
When Kevin Durant told his opponents from that era, Tony Allen and Zach Randolph, that he hated coming here to deal with us, not just them as a team, but us too as fans, because we had that joint rocking. What better endorsement do you need for that than us? When one of the best players in the game say, I hated going to play them. Not for no hotels and all that other stuff. Because them people made it hell on us, dog. And we did. We took them 7 games, 2 times. We knocked them out when they lost Russ.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was fun.
And it was great for the city. And again, absolutely, that's what sports are supposed to do. They're supposed to uplift certain cities. I hate to say it, if you're Nashville and you got a hockey team, a pro football team, like, why are you worried about uplifting Nashville? By the way, and also it pisses me off, like I mentioned this didn't I the other day, like, you saw the, did you see 2024's report? So the federal government, no, 2023, 2020, because that's the last one I was able to pull up. So how much money, so $90 million was allocated from the federal government to the state of Tennessee in 2023.
Yeah.
For what? Security, for security. Playing for your police department, implementing new, you know, buying new technology and equipment, installing lights. All to do with basically community safety, right? Correct? How much money you think Memphis got out of that 90?
A little bit, if any.
7. I was shocked when I heard that, when I saw that number at first, I kind of got a little bit like a smile in my belly. I was like, oh, they actually did it right. Nashville got 63.
Yeah.
But the opposite end of
$70 million in 2 states, and they just kind of gave like $20 million on spread out between them little ass joints. And, but you're telling me that they got 63 and we got 7?
And John, the crazy part about it is with the Memphis Safe Task Force being in town, this is my Action News 5 coming out. It's probably cost, well, not us, the federal government, it's probably cost us in excess of $10 to $15 million so far.
At least for people
having
tourism
all of these
and
agencies in town.
And we ain't discriminated against around here.
And the FBI has a new office in town, too, people, just in case you didn't know.
There you go.
Well, don't be kidnapping nobody. That's bad for you.
Well, they are posted up now, John. The FBI
unless
is in
you're in Arizona and you got some dumbass sheriff.
Oh, my God.
Poor Guthrie mom. That sheriff, you need to be fired, bro. You're like,
oh, no. Oh, I got news about the sheriff.
Found her?
So, yeah, no. So, of course, I'm off on Wednesday, so I didn't get this. I got back to work yesterday. The sheriff has resigned over in Osceola. They are looking for a new sheriff. So, no more slapping people for him.
Oh, my man that slapped the paraplegic.
Yeah. He's resigned, John.
Oh,
so,
no,
you got to worry
about the sheriff that couldn't fight on Savannah Guthrie's mother, bro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that sheriff in Osceola.
Yeah, but I forgot about that one. Well, is that
they ran him out, John. Long story short, they ran him out.
We need that update, though.
Yeah, what's the update on the other sheriff? Because, like, dude, if you don't find Savannah Guthrie's mom, bro, and she's, like disabled and can't walk, or not disabled, but, like, old as hell. No disrespect to old people. I love you all. See you, Town Village, very soon. The best place to retire.
I just wanted to know what the paraplegic actually said, man, and we couldn't get that answer. I mean, he had to talk
he
real
said
bad.
I know he was not like that liar. Remember, who's the guy that they pretend is a genius? Come on, y'all. You know the guy that they trotted out and faked him as some genius?
Landon?
Stephen Hawking. People
Stephen Hawking.
On us in the parking lot.
I don't care. Stephen Hawking was not a genius. There is no way in 1970 and 1980 and 1990 that only one person in the entire world could understand him and wrote down all his theorems. And then the dude still goes, bro, prove me wrong.
All right, that sheriff still has his job, and Savannah Guthrie actually returned back to work this week, John.
She did return.
Oh, I already knew that. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
like,
but that sheriff is still employed. Nothing about him being
work.
Terminated.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
Has thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, for real.
That
for
just
real.
Is some BS. But I will tell you, a lot of the people who are texting in on the players, I will tell you, a lot of people are agreeing with me right now.
I mean, but what point?
Here's
are
what they're
to
saying.
Is
no,
who
no.
Fearing
here's
who?
What we're, no. Here's what they're saying. I am just saying, pure dominance is somebody who would take over a game. Clyde Drexler, I forgot. Let's also not forget Vince Carter was an absolute killer. Let's be real. Carmelo Anthony, remember
when you speak of all of them, and
scoring
you say that
freak.
They were
Well, with all due respect, it's levels to this. It's a lot of those type guys. You can reel off them. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, John Stockton. But that LeBron level, John, that's a different level.
On behalf of the LeBron side of it, though.
Come on, somebody.
When you start talking about dominance and putting the fear in people, when I see a cat go get 29 of his team's last 30 and 25 straight on the road in Detroit, and I see the same cat a handful of years later go to Boston down 3-2 45-15 to 5, and he had 30 of that at the half.
And his friend was boning his mama then. Like, mentally, you got to be tough.
What more do I need to see about putting fear and all this whole other stuff and being dominant? I mean, when you dominate that Boston team to the tone of where when you score 30 at the half and you kicking their ass in the game already over with, and that's part of that man's playoff legacy. When he didn't have Kyrie, he had D-Wade, though. But it's like, that's two of the greatest single-game playoff performances by anybody ever, dog. Ever. Yeah, we marvel over Jordan hitting 63. They lost, though.
Yeah, we can't be bringing up Antoine Jameson, though. I know we happy, Al Jones. We can't be bringing up Antoine James. Unless we talk about North Carolina, Antoine James.
Hey, Antoine did match Kobe with the 51 that night, though. Hey,
look, I did not bring up. I said Carmelo
Anthony. No, you said Antoine James.
No, I did not.
Yeah, but I look at the question that you asked.
Did I really?
And it takes me
yeah,
to
you
like,
were rattling off killers. You were just like, we have a killer. You said Carmelo in this one.
Melo a killer, though.
Melo, dude, he got Syracuse their only
championship. I thought we were
You're
talking about LeBron
Jimmy,
and GOATs, y'all. I didn't know we were talking about Mount Moriah hoopers.
I also got to say this about the
T-Heads.
Come on, T-Head. Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, that's somebody, John, I speak from actual experience. I played with him in the eighth grade and against him in high school. Hey.
All right, 2021 Giannis was more dominant than LeBron has ever been. That was, what, 50 points?
2021 yeah, Giannis was more dominant than a whole lot of folks.
People on planet Earth. That's what I'm saying. Dude was flying
wrecking.
From, like... He's
that
wrecking
prime,
everything, and now he's got all these injuries. So, yes.
Yeah, prime Giannis, yeah. The Greek freak, he was for real Greek freak then. John,
check your Twitter. They are going off about Sheriff Nano.
Dude, because they should go off at this a-hole Sheriff. I don't know how to check my Twitter. How do I do that?
I got it. I'll read it. It says, Sheriff Nano and the Nancy Guthrie case guys have made many mistakes. They should have already found her.
Yeah, they should have found her. Like, hey, by the way. You remember when they all, like, if the FBI ever comes up to you and says, hey, you have the full support of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Anything you need, just let us know. And the dude goes, I'm good, thanks, man. You need to immediately know you hired the wrong bleeping sheriff. And y'all voted for his ass.
You voted for that cat, right?
Okay? And you voted for the wrong a-hole. I guess what I mean is like when I think of the dominance of a Shaquille O'Neal and how dominant he was as a big man, if I think about the dominance of Wilt Chamberlain and what he was able to do, if I think of guards that are the most dominant, and I think of Mike and Kobe Bryant, if I think of just pure killers like a Larry Bird, a Magic Johnson who could play all five positions, I guess what I'm saying is LeBron James is just the a player for the longest time in history because his body hadn't broken down, and that is so special, and that is a huge accomplishment, and I'm not taking it away. I am talking about if Kobe Bryant was lined up across from me or LeBron James, I promise you I'd pick LeBron James every day because Kobe's a killer.
That's fine. And even when you match that up, D pulled the records up against LeBron versus Kobe in the head-to-head matchup. It don't favor Kobe.
Well, it might not.
No, it doesn't. But you got to give the people the full story, Ham.
And my point to that is that preference is cool. But
Ham, you got to give people the full story. So LeBron came in the league in 2003. The Lakers and our Shaq deal and all of that stuff was over in 2004-05. So that was Kobe by himself, basically. Until we got Powell, yeah, we won championships 2008 and 2009, yada, yada, yada. Huh. But all of those teams that LeBron had later on in Kobe's career were much stronger. Like, Kobe was barely making the playoffs.
I guess what I'm saying is like, I think of a Giannis who is in his era. I think of a Jimmy Butler and what he did in 2023 with that.
Don't tell Trav that.
Definitely don't tell Trav that. What I'm talking about is, I think of Hakeem Olajuwon when he went, in the NBA Finals? I swear to you, he went 33-10-4 blocks a game or something like that.
93-94 dream.
All right, in 22 meetings, LeBron has the edge 16-6 over Kobe. LeBron 28 points a game, Kobe 24 points a game.
Yeah, and that was what, after?
Like, that was a lot of old Kobe.
That was ass Kobe.
That was Kobe with Smush Parker, man.
This is no, y'all ain't finna do that.
This is
still prime Kobe we talking about. This is Kobe versus LeBron's Cavs. Of course, the Heat a little later on. LeBron just got the edge.
Who got more rings? Who got more rings?
Head to head, he still got the edge.
Okay, now this is what I did, John. I'm gonna make this a fair fight, John. Check this out. Before 2006, LeBron had a 2-3 record against Kobe Bryant. Kobe averaged 33 points while LeBron averaged 26.
Watch this.
That's a better version of Kobe.
Contract LeBron.
You know what? This is a great question. Johnny, a pit bull is a known killer, but would you want a pit bull or a full cane Corso?
Cane Corso.
Or let Lil Boosie say call it King Corso. That's what Boosie call it, John.
Them kings is a...
I don't know what a King Corso is.
No, Boosie can't talk. Lil Boosie can't talk. Boosie had a security dog, and his security dog got somebody one time, and he's just like, my King Corso, my King Corso. So that's just a little street apple, John.
But I will say this, though. 93-94 Dream, out of everybody that you just named, he was the one cat that didn't have no other all-stars, no other none of that, and dominated.
And he dominated. I mean, Big Shot would make big shots.
MVP,
but...
Defensive Player of the Year. He did all that year. It's probably D-Lane.
Oh, man, D-Lane's up in the house. That means I actually get to take a break for a minute.
Hold up.
Not really. We got to promote.
Oh, no, no. What I mean is I get to take a break from arguing about this stupidity.
He want to join the argument, too.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go. And again, yes. Okay. Basically, we can go like different comparisons. Here we go. Here, this is an analogy I can give you.
All right.
Like.
Up until 2006, Kobe was killing him.
Rookie contract LeBron. Up until 2006.
All right, you want to take it to when my man was old. We ain't doing that.
Hold on. It's the same cat that put up 50 when he was old.
I'm just saying he was never a John Wayne Gacy.
Don't nobody want to be a John Wayne Gacy.
You had Snoop Dogg with that gray mustache.
You like children. That is not
that the one that did that? I was thinking that. No. Who's the little short one that like got all the women and then like had them go kill people?
That's Ted Bundy.
That's Ted Bundy. How do you remember this stuff?
I watch a lot of that stuff, dog. That's why I got
they
trauma now.
They just come
now.
From, like, the same, like, I guess, yeah. So Gacy, was he the fat dude in the clown
Gacy
thing?
Gacy was the pedophile that
and
messed up like
Bundy
clown. Bundy was the womanizer that knocked all the women
Oh,
off.
And I'm not even thinking of Bundy.
And then
what was the
you got Charles Manson.
Charles Manson, the long-haired freak, like,
that's
a long-haired hippie.
That's the cult cat right there.
That was a cult cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't see LeBron as any of them three. And I'm sure he's saying, thank you, John. I'm glad you don't see me as a Hannibal Lecter.
Hey, man, what you got to do, though, you got to stop putting me in these positions where I got to be the historian. Because I cooked LeBron on 94 Feet of Life this week. I don't want to come back and defend him on your show.
I know. But how can I? What else can you do? You want to sound like a bleed ass like me?
That man trying to put Karl Malone on Kobe Bryant team. I don't want that Kobe.
I'll tell you one thing, though, I do want.
I don't want that Carl.
I do want something. You know what I want, y'all? I want to breathe clean air.
You got to have that.
I mean, I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. This is serious. And you think, like, breathing is natural. You don't think about it unless you're Chas. That one time I got her high. The only time she ever smoked pot in her entire life, she looked at me for 10 minutes and laughed.
You said I'd never
again. And then she looked at me and said, baby, call 911. I don't know if you know this. If you're a pot smoker in your house and you're like, you ain't calling 911. Like, no, baby. I said... And I go, what's the problem? She goes, I'm not breathing. I go, baby, if you're talking, you're breathing. She goes, no, I'm not. And then I took her phone from her because that girl was on. She had 9 and a 1 already hit. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no. And she's like, you're going to let me die over weed? I'm like, hell no. But I also ain't going to let y'all die over black mold. And it could be seriously harmful to your health, humidity, moisture. Black mold is a killer. There's only one licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. That is the Memphis Mold Inspector, Stan Mosier. Go to MemphisMoldInspector.com. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.